When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will only be with you a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. George was worried that his wife of over 40 years was going deaf. So one day when she was working in the garden, he went out, walked to the other side of the yard, about 30 feet away, and loudly called out, "Mary." There was no answer. So he moved in about halfway, 15 feet closer or so. "Mary." Still no answer. George was worried. "It's worse than I expected," he thought. So this time he went right up behind her, just a few feet away, and said, "Mary." Immediately she responded, "For the third time, George, what is it?" We can't blame George for having trouble hearing. His world and our world has gotten very loud. We hear thousands of voices all the time. Our ears get assaulted so much, it's a wonder we can ever focus enough to hear the quiet, gentle voices that speak of truth and speak of love. We hear lots of talk, lots of yelling, lots of loud music. Ads play on TV several decibels louder than the programs they interrupt. People who can't really sing shout their way into short-lived fame. Idols, rap stars, even quasi-famous people shouting in your face provocations and insults in the name of free speech. Yes, we hear lots of noise. We hear too many voices. But are they the ones we want to hear? Are they the ones we need to hear? How often do the voices coming out of your television or YouTube or Twitter account make us feel that we are overhearing family quarrels or listening to desperate cries for help? How often do we hear actors and politicians stretching the truth or even outright lying in an embarrassing attempt at self-promotion? We hear the voices of parents abusing their children, the voices of school shooters outlining their demented philosophies, the voices that tell us in the name of political correctness or personal rights that almost anything goes. But you and I, we come here. We've heard another voice. We've heard him say we should not return insult, even for insults hurled at us. We've heard him say some challenging things about turning the other cheek. We heard him tell us to love our enemies. But he just doesn't tell us these things. We've seen him do what he talked about. 5 weeks ago, we gathered together right here in this very church, and we heard and read about how the crowd quickly went from singing Hosanna to singing Crucify Him. We heard our own voices say Crucify Him during the reading of the Passion. And there, during those days, we also heard St. Peter's denial, "I do not know the man." Maybe we were among those who said it. Maybe not in the reading of the Passion, but maybe we've said it in the way we live our lives outside of the walls of this church. What was Jesus' response to all that? We heard the question he asked just 2 weeks ago, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" The words of Jesus, this time reaching out with healing for a man who was afraid and said things that he indeed greatly regretted. And just last Sunday, we heard Jesus say, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." But what about us? Did we hear these words of Christ? I mean, really hear them? Do we follow him? Can we always answer the way Peter did? Can we honestly say, "Yes, Lord, I love you"? To truthfully say these words, we really must make time to hear Jesus' voice. We must really be a part of his flock. We must really follow him. And we must be open to hearing him every day as he gives us encouragement and challenges us with his word. In our gospel today, he gives us that ultimate challenge. Today, he gives us a new commandment to love one another. "As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus has spoken to our hearts and has given us his word. And as he did to Simon Peter, he asked for our love, and he asked us to love each other. But again, do we really hear him? Are we able to admit that all the noise and competing messages in our world has affected our hearing and maybe infected our hearts? Are we like George, blaming our own hearing, blaming others for our own inability to hear the one who loves us? Yes, we all hear so much background noise and so many other voices espousing values that are far removed from the teachings of Christ, that in the midst of it all, do we really hear his voice? Is it his voice that's guiding us? Is he the one we follow when we step outside of these walls? As many of you know, a little over 2 weeks ago, someone broke into our church for the second time and stole a couple of our sacred vessels, things we use at Mass and at Adoration. And like many of you, I was beyond upset. I was more than mad. I wanted to get a hold of this guy and beat the tar out of him. Some of you last week offered to grab your shotguns and sit around the building just in case he came back. And I understood your anger because I felt the same way. And as I stand before you today, I must admit, I still feel a deep-seated desire to punish him for what he did. But I was preparing to preach today and reflecting on Christ's command to love each other. It hit me. I really wasn't listening. I wasn't really hearing the words of the one who always loves me. I was hearing the noise from our world that tells us to hate, to get revenge on anyone who hurts us. I was reacting to the great lie of all time, that it's all about me, what I feel, what I want, what I need. And brothers and sisters, love is not a part of that great lie. I realized I was like George. I really needed a hearing adjustment. And as it so often happens, God promised just that in our second reading today from Revelation. We just heard the one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Today, Jesus promises he will give us an adjustment so we can hear his word in a new way. If we allow it, he will give us new hearts, hearts without selfishness, hate, or desire for revenge, hearts that allow us to love and forgive, even those who have hurt us deeply. Then we can live and love as he commands us. So in closing, I invite you to reflect on one final question. Will the world know that you are his disciple because of the way you love?